Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White Dove Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast, where we are doing a wrap up this week, this week's interview. And in reflection, oh my gosh, Melissa, just amazing. And as I started the interview, a lot of interviews I have, you know, we've connected, we do a connect call prior to, you know, kind of a discovery call prior to the interview itself. So I kind of know who I'm talking to and they get to know what the show is about and you know, the steps behind it, which really aren't ton, but I let them know that it's very organic and raw and not preset questions. So I did have a chance to connect to her briefly prior to this call, but those brief connection calls never give you really the deep depth insight to who they are and what they stand for. And oh my gosh, an hour with her today, and it's amazing at how exactly precise she is on what she is doing with her profession, with being a chef, with what the entire scene looks like for food, what the movement looks like for food, and how it relates to who we are and what we do and the purpose that we bring all this passion to, right? And so hers is such an amazing entrepreneurial story. And we get very deep and you know, talk about that, the pain points that she went through, the connections that she made, how she transitioned and pivoted towards what it really meant for her. And she is light years ahead of so many people that are just struggling inside their business because she figured out that the connection had to be real and deeply rooted instead of just making herself do it. It had to be a part of her story, had to be a part of her life, and it had to be a part of who she is, or she was just grinding away. And all of us, all of you can relate, myself included, that we're entrepreneurs and we can grind and push and make stuff happen. But is that fulfilling to the fullest of our entrepreneurial calling? And I guarantee that the mass majority of entrepreneurs listening to this can resonate with the fact that it won't be in alignment. Grinding and pushing and just making yourself move forward will not be in alignment with what you know you're passionately called to do. Sometimes we don't even quite know what that is yet, but we know that we're off the mark somewhere. And so we keep trying to figure that out. We keep trying to learn and we keep trying to shift you know, shift away from just the grind and more towards the sole purpose and the underlying ability to bring something that we know is right to the world. We shift towards that, but so often in the early stages of that, we shift when we don't know why, but we just know it's not 100%. I remember that. I remember that feeling, you know, in building businesses before. And you can build a business. Anybody can build a business. But true entrepreneurs are going to continue to strive to fulfill that calling that they feel inside. And so entrepreneurship is not just the act of creating a business. It's not just the act of generating income. It truly is. True entrepreneurs are so massively connected to the very purpose that they feel that they were called to bring to this world, to make that motion forward and change for the better. That is the true essence of entrepreneurship. And I am just so excited that I was connected to Melissa. And I know people say all the time, as you'll hear in the behind the mic, and if you don't subscribe to those, you should, because those come only through email. But I do a behind the mics outtakes for everyone for the episodes that drop for that month if you want them. So hit me up if you do and you're not already subscribed to those. But I talked to her after the show ended, and I told her that I am going to come to Louisiana and I'm going to find her, because so many people say we're going to do stuff like that, but I find that the deepest connections and the fulfillment of my purpose and what I'm called to is that connection. And I want to go, you know, be one more validation for her that her stand is right. Her desire for, you know, making a difference for the farmers, for the food that she's connected to, for the clients that she has, for the catering business that she built, her connection to all of that is so right on. And she doesn't need my validation. That's not the point. But I want to be connected to those true, authentic people who are making a stand through their business for something that's bigger than them. Gosh, I love that stuff. So I encourage you, if you haven't, check out her stuff. Definitely, because my heart's tugging on something here and I'm not sure it is, and I will know later on down the road, but I will be meeting her, and I know that. And there's something there. And I am so very grateful to have been given the opportunity to bring her story to the world and for her story about food to rekindle that piece of connection for me that I had when we were on the farm, but 10 years disconnected from it, you become a little, you know, a little distanced, and it just reignited that for me. And I am so grateful for that connection. So check her out, guys. And as always, if you have questions or thoughts or anything, please hit me up on my website, on my social media, whitedove-gannon.com, or, you know, whitedove_gannon on Instagram, or straight up White Dove Gannon on Facebook. So you'll be able to find me. But let's continue the conversation. I enjoy connecting. And as always, let's always keep moving forward. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to the Fem Nation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.